Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello everyone, welcome once again to the Super Footy Podcast. It is round 22, done and dusted, and
get up.
You wouldn't believe it, but up we have got Sam Edmund and Mick Warner, due to popular demand, back again.
Good to be here. Hello, Mick. Hello.
G'day, Sam, and well done to the Blues, knocking Melbourne out of the finals.
Jeez, the D's are disappointing. More of them later, I reckon, but you would be just... or bordering on gutted if you're a Melbourne supporter. They shown so many signs of improvement this year. Well, they beat Hawthorn, didn't they? But they're still the premiers for disappointment with your club.
Gee, that's a big call to say there.
Melbourne, the premiers of disappointment.
With Richmond. It'd go to
a second week.
Yeah, it'd go to the second week, I reckon. No, just their ability to let their supporters down. I felt for them on the weekend.
You could tell 5 minutes into the game that there was a problem, an historical problem. The members were full and they were pretty nervous. And,
so we're blaming Mark Neild for this one, aren't we?
The veil of negativity.
Are they taking this one on themselves?
I agree with Kane Corns, the man who just separates the wheat from the chaff, when he said, no,
he's good, that
they drank their own bathwater this week, and they might have got ahead of themselves.
Yeah. It's good for them. I think it's good for them. If they'd,
good to miss out?
Well, of course, you'd take it if you...
But you reckon they would have got poleaxed?
Not necessarily, but it probably... If they'd won and gone through and done good things, well, it probably meant that they're at that position, but they're clearly not. So
you're looking for a positive in negative...
But it was just, they played like the Boomers. I mean, they just didn't turn up.
Don't get me started on the...
They were in Geelong, weren't they? Is that possible? That their minds had advanced forward 14 days?
I'm almost happy the Olympics are over, to be honest. I'd probably put it up there with the worst games we've seen for some time.
Well, certainly from Australia's point of view.
No, everything.
Memories of Montreal.
I'd throw it was everything. The best games I've seen.
The best?
Yep.
What? You just say things to be contrary.
No, Usain Bolt.
You should go on that Tell Mine show where you know, have Mark Latham.
We'll play a game here.
Speaking of Mark Latham,
you list the positive. It'll be the old when a player's deciding to leave a club. You list the positives and the negatives. That's what the managers do. So you list the positives.
Usain Bolt, all the track and field, Mo Farah, and the 5,000, the 10,000.
Yeah, that was really good. The Aths was very good.
The Aths is what the Olympics is. The rest is all just garbage on the side.
All right. Well, this is what I've got in the negative.
And you had Phelps as well.
Phelps. Anything else?
Pentathlon.
Okay. I've got Lochte being robbed, or was he?
How good was that?
Horton.
That's drama.
Horton starting World War III with China.
Great.
The media shot at. Some people would say that's great.
Yeah, that's a positive.
Swimming pool that's green. Green pool. No crowds. No one rocked up to those athletics meets that you're talking about.
That's because they locked up the Irish guy who's trying to flog all the tickets.
Accreditation.
Stuck in his briefcase.
That's another negative. I hadn't had that. But accreditation tampering. Ticket scalping. Boomers robbed at the death. That was shocking. Anti-doping officials leaving early after volunteers failed to show. One of the loosest
It's the biggest
police...
show on earth, Sam. There's always going to be off-field scandal.
Oh, there was plenty of off-field
scandal. I thought you were
talking
about the actual performances of the sports star.
I said the Olympics.
From an Australian point of view, though, the second week was extremely disappointing.
Well, it was the lowest medal count since...
You expect to win everything.
Lowest medal count since 1992.
So what? You go there and you give it your best shot. You don't judge an Olympics on how many gold medals
okay,
you win.
That's
a different story.
Oh, it's a different story.
Dimmer's there's only 17 other teams. This is 190 countries in the world.
What a joke you are sometimes. I think the public are finally waking up. Our core family of Super Footy Pod family.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We've been derelict in our duty not to mention the Super Footy Pod family up until now.
It's a bit of a tongue twister. And that Super Footy Pod family is starting to wake up to you, Nick, and you're left field rubbish.
You just talk amongst yourselves. I got a tweet from one of our listeners, and I want to read it out, but as you were.
Well, anyway, I just thought, Hutto, the Olympics, anyway, now we
can
move on.
Was it a foul?
Foul?
Hmm.
What do you mean?
The
last one wasn't. No.
Didn't look like it.
No, the block. No, they were really stiff. Didn't Andrew Bogut hold back in his post-match?
Okay, this is Chris Birchnell. He's one of our followers, and he says, Mick Warner has to go from the podcast. Less sarcastic devil's advocate and more footy analysis, please.
Yeah, I agree.
Spot on.
I think he's right.
Okay.
That man that man knows what he's talking about. Anyway.
Back to footy.
Eddie Betts.
Ah, what a disgrace. Now, why wouldn't that be a jail sentence? If it's proven beyond doubt that it was a racially...
She ratcheted up a notch.
Well, why not? I mean, that's just... That is a crime. Reasons. That is a race crime. And I would have thought if that's proven...
Well,
it since the police
has been,
should be involved.
Because I actually thought for a moment, and I might have been with the minority here, that I just wasn't willing to believe that it was 100% racially motivated. I was giving her an out that maybe she threw it so quick she just reached for something.
Mm.
And whether it was a sandwich, an apple, an orange, it just happened to be a banana. I just thought maybe. But now we're hearing that she was overheard saying some pretty horrific things, and that indeed it was racially
and
motivated.
And if that is the case, and I guess there's still allegations at the moment, but I would have thought that that was a crime. In my book,
so,
it's jail.
What did you make of Grant Thomas's comments? I don't know if you saw these, Hutto, but they're in the Herald Sun today, being Monday, and he was joined by, name escapes me, Jeff Kennett. The AFL should just stick to being the AFL. Don't try to be the moral arbiter of everything in society. Don't try and fix everything. Just, if they banned her for games, this is their words, if they banned her for a lifetime and going to games, that's massively overkill. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I don't know.
So what was his point?
Point was the AFL should just stick to running the game, which I think they are doing in this case, because you can't have people like that going to their game. Yeah. It's a bit hard to not.
No. They had to take a stand on it.
All right, let's move on. Can the Eagles win it without Nick Natanui? I don't think they could win it before with Nick Natanui, to be honest.
I'm with you. Don't think they could win it with him. Certainly can't win it without him. But they were playing their best stuff at the right time, weren't they?
Final was at Domain Stadium, you'd give them every chance.
You would. Mm. You would. You see them more often than I, Hutto, but he's just the pivot in that side. Starts everything, ends everything. And without him, it's just you ask people, players who suffer knee injuries, Mick, the only thing worse than copping an ACL is copping it now, because ruins finals this year. Ruins we probably won't see him at all next year.
Yeah, we will.
Late in the big year. Big guy, serious knee injury. You know, it would be finals probably before we see him again. Risky.
Nah, it's 10 months, so he'll be back in June. Jeez, it was innocuous, though. When it went, because you saw Segler a minute earlier and you thought, that's an ACL. Nick Nat, you thought, maybe a medial and he'll be back. Just.
Incredible game.
And it was.
Raises the question about the Hawks.
Well, it does. Can the Hawks win it without Segler? I never thought I'd be saying that. It's a bad luxury. I mean, he's the one bloke at Hawthorn who hasn't got a premiership, pretty much. I think everyone else who's ever walked through there.
At least three. Yeah.
Jesus.
They lost to the same West Coast last year, and we all said that. So we've got to learn our lesson,
Sam. We do.
Sam.
We absolutely
No, but
have
we're,
to,
we're not judging it on the fact they lost to West Coast. We're judging it on the fact the player they just lost. Now, they might end up building a statue of Alistair Clarkson down there. It might look like Christ the Redeemer outside Hawthorn.
Just
that
a bit smaller.
But this is where he's really going to have to reach deep into the trick bag, isn't he, to pull something out of the hat here, because they're a two-ruck team. They've always had two rucks. Hale's gone. Schellenmakers isn't a ruckman, but he's nowhere. Spanger has been nowhere. Pitney's just a kid.
Yeah, bring him in.
Hasn't played or played once.
He's played twice.
Do you think bring Pitney in or go with a Schellenmaker?
But you know what? It's not. I don't know about Pitney, because it's not just a ruckman they need. They
I
like to
Pitney
park someone.
Too, not Pitney.
Pitney. Yeah. I was going to call him the Frenchman Mark II.
Yeah.
Pitney.
Yeah,
because they need someone down the line that they can dump the ball to, don't they? Ruffy, we know, is not there. Gunston's not your pack marker. They need a bailout option.
Vickery's not there
yet. Exactly what Segler and McAvoy are. And Vickery's not there yet. You've got some development on that?
No.
I thought you just said he will be there.
Yeah, but this is live, mate. We'll talk about that later.
Boom, boom. You should just keep your mouth closed.
What do you think, Mick?
About what?
Who do they bring in?
I'm going to go Schellenmakers. Yeah. If he's fit, is he fit? Is he playing in the VFL? Box
Hiller
out
name.
Of the finals.
There's another name.
Which is not...
Jack.
Yeah.
Fits.
Yeah, you called it in the preseason.
Well, he
you
was
had a back
flying.
Page if the cap fits.
He was flying. And then he got injured. And since then, he's done two-fifths of bugger all.
Jack Fitzpatrick we're talking about.
It is Jack Fitzpatrick, the former demon, picked up for a set of steak knives. Now, you're right, though, Mick. They've only got one game left. They don't play a finals, Box Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the last week for Clarko and company to get a look at all those guys. Awkward.
Does that hurt them, do you reckon?
The fact they're not playing? Oh, absolutely. It has to, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Then you don't have any form, exposed form.
Remember they had Cyril play to that VFL grand final, which was a bit wrong, wasn't it? Because they took him off at three-quarter time and it was a very close game.
Without that, he wouldn't have played that grand final.
No, he wouldn't have. But, yeah, it's huge. Your boys Geelong are in the VFL and the Bulldogs as well.
Yep.
So on that basis, it'll be a Geelong-Bulldogs grand
Melbourne
final.
Melbourne are in the VFL too with Casey. They're going well.
Just speaking of VFL,
not in the seniors.
I saw my first VFL game for years on the weekend live. I had the pleasure of going out to Avalon Airport Oval in Werribee to watch Jake Stringer run around in the Magoos.
How was his body language?
Well, when I finally saw him, it was pretty good, actually. The team ran out, and he didn't appear for a good, I'm going to say, 5 minutes.
What was he doing?
And I thought, we've got a
it's
story
like in the
here,
Olympics, how they run on.
We've got
the
a story
tunnel.
Here. I was getting a hot dog at the time and a couple of hamburgers and a couple of cans of Coke. I couldn't see him.
A couple of cans of Coke.
Yeah, well, it was local footy.
He's a cyclist.
You know, they're $1 VFL prices. You just had to load up. And then he came out by himself.
Really?
Did a couple of quick handballs.
Did he have his own banner or not?
Well, he didn't have his own footy because he didn't touch it for the first 20 minutes.
Wow.
And I thought, here we go. There's a story here. But then he really found some form, got the pill, showed some aggression, 9 tackles. Be absolutely
on that,
straight back here.
Did you, I knew you probably didn't play a lot of reserves, but did you ever find it was harder to get a kick in the two sometimes than in the seniors?
No doubt. If you're an outside player,
oh, you're right, Mick. I never played.
If you're an outside player, it is. If you're an inside player, it doesn't matter.
They
you're
do say that,
footy.
And that's why they played him 50-50 mid forward. So he just had no choice but to get in the game. Started the game in the middle, actually. So Luke Beveridge snuck in, snuck out. Liked what he saw.
Right.
Benny Graham was there as well.
Straight back in.
I would have thought
Easton Wood's out.
Easton Wood. I mean,
that's so sad.
Even before yesterday's, or for yesterday's game, we added up. There was 1,001 games of experience out of that team of their key 8 or 9 players that were missing. And
it's unbelievable.
Now add Easton Wood to that lot.
Yeah,
and they're a game off top. That's what makes it even worse.
Yeah.
But if they'd had some luck, like Adelaide, Sydney, Geelong with injury. Could have been a very different season.
Is anyone... They're going to get another week. They get this week and then another week.
The bye helps them, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. And helps North. Is anyone...
Ironically with North.
It is ironic. There's a few
given
things
given the reason the bye's there in the first place.
Could anyone start resting this week?
Well, just finish on the Dogs for a second. Are they going to get... They're going to get Suckling will come back.
Stringer will be back.
Stringer, obviously, returns.
Just with Wood, the initial, we had to hear officially, but people that are far more informed than myself told me that when it actually happened and straight after the game, they actually thought it was the season. That was it. He was done. Yeah. And then he's had the scans last night and they've could be proven incorrect, but what I've been told is they're a bit more positive and that he will be back in the short term and that he's dodged a bullet and, yes, he's going to miss some footy, but won't be the end of the world. So that's something at least for him. Who are the other players?
McRae and Liberatore, they're still hoping to get back at some stage.
Yeah, that's that's going to be first fall, I would have thought. No earlier than that.
It is. I mean, look,
it's a shame.
They were pretty good at times yesterday against Essendon. It's hard to read in a game like that. They're actually more inexperienced than Essendon, that's the thing. So they do keep performing. They've got their structures and all that sort of stuff. And
well, I'll go to my Is It Just Me then.
Okay,
because
do that.
Is it just me or is Eddie had stadium surface helping... cause some of these injuries? Did you think that the way Easton Wood landed was that would have happened anywhere else, or is the surface? Because Kane Corns, who we spoke about before, I love his honesty. He said he always pulled up sore when he played there, and he hated it.
Mm. There's definitely you talk to players about it, and there's definitely a number of players that say the same thing, that they pull up sore. Whether there's any direct correlation with injuries or not, it's hard to prove.
That specific injury, I would have thought that could happen anywhere. He just came down from a big jump. He does put himself in awkward positions, Easton, which is what makes him such a good player. But he landed just awkwardly on the ankle. I mean, that could have happened in the car park. But
it did happen in the car park.
Yeah, on a car park. You're right. No, but I mean, he landed from, what, a metre up in the air.
How would it happen in a car park? What would you be doing in a car park to do that?
I don't know, but you know what I mean? It could have happened anywhere.
Be careful with your words, Sam. Just don't be like Mick and just throw them around.
Don't bog the flow down with... Silly questions. But speaking of your man, actually, Hutto, Paddy Dangerfield, for his column a couple of weeks ago, he said, I actually don't know how the Dogs do it playing on that deck. He said, I think Geelong play there 4 or 5 times a year. He said, we're always much sorer after a game there than we are.
Maybe if
else.
You play it all the time, maybe it's a bit of one of those things
you get used to it. Maybe.
It.
He did say that. Yeah. Mm. Just on this game, Hutto, my Is It Just Me? I will interject with concerns Essendon. Is it just me or have the Bombers had a great year?
It
sounds odd to say. I know, it sounds weird saying it. They are going to finish with the wooden spoon, you would think. But 2 wins. They've kept all but 1 player. Hurley's re-signed. They're going to lose Hibbard. The exposed form's been fantastic. They've pinched games when people thought they wouldn't. They've been competitive when people thought they wouldn't. And the drop-off that was supposed to be just absolutely shocking hasn't really happened.
The 100-point losses a week, yep. No, I reckon they've had a springboard.
All things being
Zach
equal.
Merritt's emerge is a... Could he be in the All-Australian team?
He could be in the squad.
Anyway, Essendon. Great, might be too strong. Good, certainly.
No, so. Very good. I agree. I really like Fantasia. I think he didn't do much yesterday, but I think he is a very good player. I think he'd be a midfielder, hopefully, as well as being a dangerous forward. So I think he's going to be... I think he'd be probably... He could be nearly as good as Merritt. So what they'll do next year, how it all integrates, though, is still the question.
Well, the coach actually alluded after the game, Hutto, you would have seen, that gentleman James Kelly might actually play on. Now, this seems to have waxed and waned both ways, but I thought he was certainly going to pack it in. But maybe he will hang around. Stoker's gone, but...
Anyone else of those get to 300? D, would reckon Matty D would stay?
Sure.
I think he should.
Will any other club try and get D, though, ahead of Essendon? They don't have rights on them.
Could do. Yeah, that's a good point. Is it just me? Yeah, that is a good point.
Could Richmond...
Oh, please.
Is it just me? Will another club...
Could take him back.
The Tigers might take him back.
He might be captain.
Things will be that volatile at Punt Road as far as player movement this off-season. You might not put it past the Tigers.
Yeah, I did speak to a player manager who said something along those lines. Anyone with... players at Punt Road just got to be aware and just see what might happen. So,
how many are out? Can you explain that comment?
Well, they're just not sure. They weren't sure what Richmond were going to do, whether there's going to be lots of change or not.
And they're not on their own there, but Richmond have a lot. Now, I thought it was more. You reckon it's 10 out?
Were 16 like six... in the last week. They've signed up Hampson, Lloyd, Asprey, Markov. He wasn't even out originally anyway. He's a first-year player, but... Yeah, there's probably about 12 left.
Why did Marcon get dropped, by the way?
That was odd.
He played that Friday night game. I thought Markov and Marcon were playing well.
He was bloody good. I thought he was one of their best players that night. And then he got
I mean, dropped. There's while we're on the topic, what did you think of the whole, the way they play, but B, the selection that they did with Vicker, which was probably fair enough. Obviously, they want him to go because they want the pick.
They also wanted to play Todd Elton. That was the line he used. He went to the press this time. But I reckon he was dropped because they found out that he's going to another club as a free agent.
That's a very, very big call. Yeah, and that might well be true.
Or it's a combination of both.
But all I know is that halfway through the presser, when this game was absolute rubbish, and it does get thrown around a bit, worst game of the year.
Yeah,
if there was
right
a worse game
there.
Than this, I want to know about it.
Yeah.
People listening.
I reckon I've called it if there's worse game.
Yeah,
there's every
chance. Might have been a Lions
some
one.
Did you call the Richmond game?
Yeah, I did.
And was it the worst
game? Each week they line up and say, which is the worst game?
Actually, not to be glass half empty and a bit sort of negative, but at the Super Footy Pod family, if they believe they've seen a worst game this year, I'd love to know about it, because if you saw this, it was absolutely shocking.
The funny thing was, the first half was just horrendous. The third quarter was marginally more interesting, but there was no more score. In fact, there was virtually no scores.
Was it 1-6 between both sides in the third quarter?
Something like that. But there was just the turnovers in the first half had to be seen to be believed.
So it's games like that where you go to a presser and you think, what can I ask this guy that we've asked him all year? And then I thought, well, what the heck's happened here with Ty Vickery? So we ask. Mm. And the answer came back emphatically that, well, I probably should have explained this earlier in the week, but I did go to Ty and I said, I want to have a look at Todd Elton. He's in my absolutely firmly in my long-term plans, Ty, but he's not playing the greatest footy. He knows that. He admits that. But we wanted to have a look at Todd Elton. And Todd Elton actually was pretty good.
He was okay. Yeah.
Took a few good marks. He's been on the list for 5 years.
Yep. He's only played once earlier this year, I think.
He played once in 2012, either last year or the year before. And then that was his third game.
But he was good, and he dropped a soda at the top of the goal square.
Yeah, he could have easily kicked two.
He could have kicked three.
It wasn't a soda.
What are you talking about?
Drifting across the pack.
It was a soda.
Mick.
He was expecting contact, and it just never
it
came.
Wasn't
it
wasn't
Was it Chris? Can he tweet in again about your sort of left field rubbish? please. So anyway, yep, Ty might be coming, might be going.
Gone.
Second round pick is compo.
Yeah, pick 22 at
this
stage.
That's what it depends on. The offer has to be of significant value from another
cat, yeah. So Richmond would match it if it was low money.
If it is.
Well,
I don't know that. Yeah, they might. If they're only going to get a third, if it's going to be a third round pick for him, then they probably.
Yeah.
If it is the club in brown and gold that does take him, as you allude to, the offer.
Have I alluded to that? You
wouldn't have thought that. Well, you did, yeah. You wouldn't have thought the offer would be too lucrative, would you? And therefore that would affect the compo going to a club.
Clubs
like that?
Tend to know, though. They tend to have a feel about what that offer is, just via management and via other things. So it will be interesting.
But they know what it is when the offer's made, obviously.
Oh, yeah, they do. But even now, I know, speaking to another club about another player, they were saying, we're pretty sure
Who's that? There's not many free agents left.
It's going to happen. So, just
trying to think who that might be. Well, the average wage is 300,000. Next year it'll be about 320, 330. So he's probably going to have to be offered at least 4, 450, Vickery, you'd think.
What?
Yeah.
4 or 450.
Well, he'd have to be.
To be worth a second round.
To be worth a second
round. Yeah, okay. Sorry to trigger that. Yeah.
KB, I was listening to him again this morning. How big is the frustration among Richmond fans with the way they're playing? I mean, the last 2 weeks they've gone even more extreme. With the folding back, it's worked quite well.
I reckon they've found something there
against Collingwood and Geelong.
I really do. Yeah, I really think they've pulled something out of the fire late in the season, and it's stopping teams from scoring. I know it's ugly, but their defence, the system that they're using, and Hardwick actually said after the game, the defensive system is not about talent. It's not about who's playing and who's not playing. It's just a system. And he's admitted that he's been trolling a few things defensively. And hey, they're bloody hard to score against. They should have rolled Geelong with it. So if they can obviously get some talent in, kick some scores next year, regardless of who's there or not, well, maybe they might have.
But
just,
can you really set up
half
a
full?
It's a rare
moment for me.
Can you really go into a year?
I didn't see the game in that way.
That big year next year for them, playing with a system where it's going to make for low-scoring games.
Hardo, Richmond will undergo the greatest facelift of all 18 clubs. That's the way I looked at that game. Q in the rack.
Oh, Q's in the rack.
Things are.
There's only one player we talked about.
They're going to decimate that place. I don't know which way. Will not
so
look
many
the
can,
same.
As in off-field? Or?
Yep, off, on, around, through, under.
They've just gone through the joint and played absolutely everyone.
Well, that's good, though, isn't it? They're doing the right thing.
It is good. There'll be changes.
We actually asked for that here on the podcast. I'm pretty sure made them do it, I'm pretty sure.
I think every assistant is up in the air, they not?
Yep.
Yeah, the broom.
Recruiting, you name it. Anyway, moving right along.
Mm-hmm. Well, just quickly on the Saints then. Well, they were happy enough to win because they had broken a long-standing drought against the Tigers. Didn't play particularly well. They needed to win by 75 points to keep their finals hopes alive.
Yeah, well, now as Sam said, the defensive lockdown stopped that. Paddy McCartan, he can't take a trick, kid, every time he goes near the ball. Having said that, that was not a free kick. Did you see the incident?
Well, it should have been a free kick
the other way.
Agreed.
That rule, I saw it three times over the weekend, is a chook lotto.
Agreed. But he broke his collarbone, so I cut him a little bit of slack.
He'd broken his collarbone.
Yeah. Imagine Sammy broke his collarbone and he goes back and has the kick.
I don't have a collar to break. They're going to end up with 12 wins. Well, they should. They've got Brisbane this weekend. 12 and 10. That'd be a great result.
The mystical
for the
12 wins that Brad Scott always tries to get.
That's right. Well, you take that as a Saints supporter.
Yeah, good season.
Got to be pushing.
Yeah, if you're looking at the eight from outside, this is interesting, and we haven't talked about Nathan Buckley, which was obviously the biggest comments of the weekend. If you're looking to make the eight, is that, you know, like Bucks has said, I've got to make the eight to keep my job.
Cracking interview, that.
How many teams outside the eight would have expectations of playing finals next year?
Jake Carlisle comes in. We hear they're going to have Nathan Fyfe, so that's going to help.
No, they have to be pushing for the eight. I'm not
for
gonna
sure
say they're going to make it or otherwise. Who would know? But
Melbourne are in that line. Yep. Port would think they are. Collingwood, Dimmer's declared the Tigers. So
they will. Yeah.
Gold Coast, if they can.
Carlton.
They'll get Nathan Fyfe as well.
I think Carlton will be.
They'll play for two clubs, Nate. Essendon with their new players in. I mean, we think it's a logjam this year. I mean, next year.
There'll be sides that drop out.
Though. Oh, there will.
Jack Riewoldt?
What about...
wow.
Well, what about... That debate was somewhere on the weekend as well.
Jay Clark put that on the agenda in the Sunday Herald Sun, I think it was.
It's what McClure had said it a few weeks ago, and others have said it over the time, about Jack should just get out and go somewhere else.
Mm.
What would they actually get... Actually, I just want to broaden the conversation from on the Nat Fyfe thing, and you can throw Riewoldt in here.
Yep.
What is one, in Fyfe's case... elite in Riewoldt's case, outstanding and a key position player, hard to get. What is one player worth in terms of other players, just in draft picks?
Well,
like, is a superstar Fyfe, how do you measure what he's worth? Is it one, two, three draft picks?
Well, it's age. I mean, Jack's played 202 games, Fyfe far less. I'll start with Fyfe. Gold Coast have got six picks inside 30. They're probably going to have eight if they get Prestia and O'Meara to leave. Why wouldn't you say Freo? He's three top 10 picks or three top 20 picks.
Three top 10s for Fyfe.
Well, because they're like confetti up there, these picks that they've got. So
I'm with you.
They could get that deal done.
I mean, the other way is you look at it and say, well, just take your picks, get six quality kids in there, and that will...
Yeah,
you know,
whereas
that
Jack,
how good the
Jack's
draft is.
Maybe... a top one.
What's
first
he, 28,
rounder.
9, 20?
27, 28.
He's younger than you think.
He's played 200. He's got 100 good games left to him, but he's not worth more than one first round pick, is he?
I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
So,
but
so,
five
so,
years.
So
worth
for Richmond,
three.
Though, to take that, depending on where they think they're at.
Well, are you saying that there's something going on with Jack, or you?
No,
just...
I'm not saying that. No.
Would you be, if you're a Richmond supporter, would you begrudge him if he left? The
no.
guy's given absolutely everything.
I don't
everything.
Think he would. He's not
been
in the
through as much disappointment as everyone else. Not in the leadership group.
Yeah.
They'd accuse him, of course, of jumping a sinking ship and all that. Blah 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 blah.
There was the Mikey incident. I mean.
There was the Mikey. There was the concussion, creepy crawling.
That was out of his control.
Oh, was it? It's his body. but the most recent example of player swapping for big, big pick exchange is probably Adam Treloar. And Collingwood copped all manner of heat. And I'd almost argue that Collingwood have got a good deal.
Oh.
He's been unbelievable.
Oh, he has been. He's not worth two first-round picks.
Well, he's probably going to win the BNF.
I think he is. I mean,
he's a pup.
It obviously depends on who you get. But who did GWS get with those two? I think one of them hasn't played.
But that's not... That's
no, I know. But you've got to look at what do you get out of two...
We're talking about Collingwood, though.
Yeah, but what do you get out of two first-round picks?
But what they pick, who they pick might be different.
Pick seven this year is what they've given up.
Yeah.
So that... And last year, I don't know where they finished, so it was about pick eight or
they
something.
Wouldn't have,
so
they were, they would have been
two top 10
they
picks.
They would have been not thinking they were going to finish there, they wouldn't have.
No.
They were thinking that pick wasn't.
Every year's the same. Jed Anderson.
Which, funnily enough, is what Gold Coast, when Richmond did the deal with Gold Coast for their second round pick last year, Gold Coast did their maths and said, Richmond are going to go down. We like that deal. Richmond thought they were going to go up. That's the future picks.
North Melbourne and Sydney. They North had a crack.
Good.
Yep.
Perfect kit out for the Swans. Finals like
they didn't look
intensity.
Great, Sydney, I've got to say. And I've been been their biggest fan over the last month, but you have those games.
It was a tough old slog,
it was,
and their midfield's just the best in the comp. Buddy was quiet. No, they're in perfect nick, the Swans.
No coincidence, top three sides have the fewest injuries, don't they? Sydney had a good run. Adelaide, obviously an amazing run. Geelong had a couple, but their core's been well and truly intact.
Yeah, they have, yeah. And, Gary Rowan re-signing with the Swans too. He thought long and hard about going to Geelong.
Yes, you
would have been
confident
a very
there,
handy, would have been a very handy pick-up for the Cats.
I thought he was a chance to go.
What about the Roos then? Can they get a chance at it or not? You think it's just too late getting the blokes back in the extra week? So what do they do
so
this
week?
So the
permutations...
They rest.
Well,
do they
rest?
They've got to win.
If they win... Then they will probably play the Bulldogs in Melbourne
rather
than play GWS at
Spotless
Stadium.
Oh, you'd rather play in Melbourne, surely.
Mm.
Do you still think rest then, Mick?
Yeah, I reckon 17 guys should be rested this week.
So it's not worth...
The 2 week... No, they'll try and win, of course they will.
If Goldstein, though, is not 100%, would you rest him, give him 2 weeks off, or is that too much to give him off anyway?
Okay. So you're thinking resting is...
No, I'm just saying if you've got one of your guns who's going to hold the key to your finals, who's still not right, but in 2 weeks he might really...
2 weeks is a long time off.
It is, but yeah, it might fully recover.
Hard to answer that.
I'm not saying... I don't know where he's at. Cause he's...
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if one of the teams was in a position where the game meant nothing and they did rest 18 players again?
Yeah, so
and the AFL
have 2 weeks of buys.
And next year we're going to have to...
Have a month off.
It is a bit Orcs, isn't it, when you play...
Orcs?
Yeah, total. When you play the same team 2 weeks in a row. I mean, it's happened.
Oh, I remember Richmond, Essendon. And Lloydie, I think he got suspended, didn't he? Or anyway, they beat us by 100 points.
Yep.
And it happened last year, did it not? Yeah, Richmond
North.
North.
Yeah.
How'd that turn out?
Well, yeah, not so good for you, boys.
Just before we move on from Sydney Hutto, I'll get my B-Kind rewind out of the way. And it concerns Sydney's first final. In fact, it might even be all their finals up there. And that is this, we've spoken about it here on the Super
ANZ.
Footy. Absolutely. That's just a raging B-Con rewind on so many levels that they can't play a
Have
final.
Have we had a raging B-Con rewind before?
It's absolutely roaring. It's screaming. It is just absolutely
What's
heaving.
What's the logic there, Sam?
That's obviously the contract.
One more year.
Oh, it's the contract.
Yeah.
And so there'll be stakes in the ground, there'll be no one there, it'll be patchy, it'll be shifty, someone will do a knee, and it'll be an ugly spectacle. And the Swans might not win.
All right, well, just quickly tick off on some of the other games. What about Ross? What's going on with Ross at the moment?
What's he going to quote next, Mick?
Biggest loss of all time on the weekend for him.
Bit of eat, pray, love.
Yeah, he's quoted Pav's book, Fife's Brownlow speech.
Yes.
What? Anything else?
He said Karl
Marx.
They all
Who did he play for?
refer to him as a father figure. He's a father figure around the club, and I think he's sort of gone too far now, hasn't he? Old Roscoe, should he just? I think Robbo might have made the point over the weekend that he knows he's a good coach. just shut up. Don't buy back at the grenade throwers, as he called them. Just shows that pressure gets to them all, doesn't it? And clearly there is a heck of a lot going on behind the scenes.
Valentine and Sumich.
Fife, and how liked is Fife, and Sumich going to West Coast.
They were strong words from Carl Langdon. Mm. He said none of his teammates like him on Fife. Mm. I thought that was a bit
harsh. None
of his
teammates like him. Mm.
Well, could he coach Brisbane next year, Ross?
No, I mean, look, well, stranger things have happened.
No, I don't know if they have. Well, he's got how many years to go on the contract?
Four.
But if Freo would have to decide that,
the president resigning was underplayed. Anyway, who knows? It's going to be a great silly season. I can't wait for the trade.
Do you think Freo would entertain the Fife?
Yeah, I do.
They're going to get
entertain it, like you look at it.
How quick?
Because he's a free agent at the end of next year.
Well, that's probably the question. If they could get an answer on whether he was going to, but he still might.
Well, that won't happen.
But if you thought there was an inkling he might leave at the end of next year and you get pick 20, which is what Hawthorn got for Buddy, you might look at the offer. And that is actually true, that story that was written that Gold Coast had begun exploring Fife. That's not just invented. Rodney confirmed that Scott Clayton had spoken to Fife's manager.
Gold Coast obviously think they're definitely going to lose Dion Prestia to your club.
Yep.
And I reckon some of the comments recently, they're pretty scared now. They're pretty sure they're going to lose O'Meara as well, which I thought O'Meara was...
They were pretty confident. They were pretty confident of keeping O'Meara just a week ago. But you think that's changed?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Maybe because of what he saw on the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It couldn't have helped. If he was genuinely still deciding, which Gold Coast thought that he was genuinely still deciding... I know they said, Rocket said they're tired and all that sort of stuff, but their last 2 weeks compared to what they've dished up before. So who's going to come into that team next year if O'Meara and you hopefully get Swallow? Obviously you get Ablett. Who
Swallow.
Else to come back into the midfield?
We've got a heap of injuries. Who else?
Oh, stacks of injuries.
Yeah. Who else?
You put me on the spot. They have got a long injury list, but they're the A-graders that are coming back in.
They stayed in Melbourne for the whole week, which was unusual.
It smelt right from the start.
Yeah.
What did they do all week, those guys?
Well, they did the media rounds. I know that. I don't know what else they did.
Yeah.
They had one day off. We spoke to Tom Lynch. They went to the AIS and did weights and stuff like that. They went out on Chapel Street on the Wednesday. But I think Rocket wanted them to see what the footy culture was like in a footy-mad town. So it was worth experimenting.
Yeah, it was worth a crack. As you said, if they were up there, they would have done something different anyway.
Yeah, is that what you want to do? Come down, show how good it is in the footy mad town.
they want to
go. Rocket was hoping for a freezing week of 12 degrees so that everyone knew how cold it could get in Melbourne. Showdown, yes. So why is it that Port were able to play like that?
It's a showdown. It's like Christmas for them over there. It's where you lift. It's like the...
Do you lift for Christmas, dude?
What was that?
How would you describe how you lift for Christmas, Mick?
I actually don't like Christmas.
Because everyone else does, you don't.
No, it's just...
You're
a difficult day.
Sick, twisted old man.
Wow. Yeah, when Mark Latham go off and with Andrew Bolt.
What was the name of the car park where they bashed on the Adelaide Crows in Port?
The Ramsgate, the hotel.
Ramsgate. That's what it's about. It's something else underlying... Yep. That contest, that's the answer.
Even
the
extended into the social media sphere now. I love Kane Corns. I absolutely love him. Yeah, I loved his tweet, though, that regardless of the result, Ollie Wines was best on, and he listed the numbers. And supporters just came from everywhere to get into him. Because it was between he and Matty Crouch, wasn't it? Interesting, the votes in the paper gave Ollie Wines a 3.
Speaking of votes in the paper, I noticed that Dangerfield's now 4 clear of Dusty, no thanks to your Robert Klomp.
Now what? We've already spoken about
this.
The coaches gave Dangerfield second best to last week just to justify what Sam did.
I don't think they did.
You were quiet.
No, they didn't. He got votes.
My votes
but he wasn't
actually were mirror image of the coaches.
It was Rance then Dangerfield second.
Mirror image.
Well, you always said you think like a coach.
Say the game unfold.
Actually, I've got a question, another question for Champion Data. How many showdowns or derbies have been won by the home team?
Oh, they're all at home.
I don't know the answer.
Someone has to
You mean with
the home
members?
The home crowd.
Why are you asking?
Well, it's a great statistic.
It's a good scientific...
Umpire bias.
No, well...
Persuaded by it.
Yeah. How important is the...
Whose home game was it?
It was Port's. Yeah, how important is the crowd
the
in
theory
it?
Out of the water?
No, Port played well. Mike, they could have won.
It could turn up something. Yeah.
It's a good with scientific research into how the impact of the crowd.
I'm all for stabs in the dark, and sometimes you hit something and sometimes you don't.
All right.
So stab away.
What about the Blues? did Bolton good result. Need this just to
absolutely
tick off on the end of
they
the season?
They lost nine in a row. It looked like all that work they'd done is coming undone, but that was a great win. They
I didn't
just crack
see it coming
from the start.
Oh, I did not see that coming.
Cripps
at all.
Is a superstar.
It was another one. You talk about that from the start. I know you hate it when you ask players or coaches, "What have you got to do this week?" Oh, we've got to make sure we get off to a good start. But they came to play in the old terms
yes.
that coaches hate. But
remember,
then they,
Jay Clark
then they
asked
say
Mick
themselves.
Mulhouse, "Did you come to play today?" Yeah. So, what does that mean?
They didn't, did they? And Carlton did. And you can there's so many games where you can just tell in the first 5 or 10 minutes whether the team's in there having a crack or not.
Yeah, and yep. two guys really drove it for Carlton.
Gibbs
mentioned
and Cripps.
Gibbs, the man bun.
They killed them in
and
there.
I like the look of the other draftee we haven't seen a lot of. David Cunningham. Mm. Yeah,
and Buckley.
And Dylan Buckland, 3 snags. Yeah. Just offers that every now and then, Dylan, just to remind
us. Is he just teasing? Is he...
Yeah, that's what I'm sort of getting at. You'd like to see... He doesn't have to kick 3 goals every week, but you'd like to just see him string, you know, 10, 12, 15
would
good
his
games
place down. On the list have been in doubt, do you think?
Yes. Yeah, mm. I do.
Geez, Cade Simpson's a gun, isn't he? Yeah. He's just so tough.
They haven't re-signed him yet, have they?
What?
Mm. There's a lot of senior players at a
but
lot
will,
of...
But yeah. Obviously a few balls in there they'd want to...
What if someone came to Cade Simpson who was in contention?
Oh, surely not.
Well,
who's in obvious... You're not going to go... Well, I don't want to speak for Cade. Sydney, interstate, Adelaide, interstate at this point of his career.
Well,
is he going to go down to Geelong?
Do you know something?
No, I don't. No,
you're floating a lot of
stuff.
Hard
to imagine.
No, it's hard to imagine. But I do find this fascinating, this players that are at the end of their careers that haven't had the success. Mm.
You because
know?
You put yourself in their shoes, and if it were you, you'd think, well, I've done my time. I've put everything into this club. Okay, it hasn't worked out for all sorts of reasons. It's time for me now just to be a little bit selfish and go off and try to do something.
Mm. Although you run the risk of having...
You run the risk of it blowing up in your face, but yeah. You also run the risk of looking like Brian Lake and coming out with 3 premierships.
An even more extreme example. What if North decides that Boomer's time's up? I know his manager's already said that he won't go to another club.
Their third best player, or maybe their best player.
What if Stevie J retired, right, at the end of this year, which is still a possibility?
Likely, I think.
GWS came to Boomer and said, you know, we'll pay you bottom wage or whatever, but because you know they are going to be in the finals next year. You know they're going to be pushing
for
a flag.
Well, I think he said he doesn't want to play for another club.
He did.
That's what Hutto said, yeah.
He's won a flag, so it probably...
Did you say that?
He's won a flag, so that probably doesn't...
It was 30 years ago, but he's won a flag.
But if he hadn't won a flag...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It'd have to be tempting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know, you're talking about a guy who's got to uproot his 3 kids, he's got to go up there, does he do afterwards? Does he come back? Do they, you know, it's...
He could almost commute for a year, couldn't he?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
What if they came to Nick Riewoldt and said...
Oh, but Nick Riewoldt
Collingwood
is
were into
St.
him
Kilda.
A couple of years ago.
That'd be,
Jimmy Bartel, will he play somewhere else next year?
I doubt another club would pick up Jimmy.
Can we talk about Geelong, Hutto, quickly?
Sure.
I don't know how much time we've got left.
Motlop, finally. My super coach, I had him all year. Of course, I was out of the finals and he kicked 5 and got 150 points.
Just looking at the team, and I know you're all over this and you drew up the best 22 and you're doodling on the way into work. And Cockatoo and Menzel have to come back in. Who comes
don't
out?
Don't know. It's really... Ah. No, it's extremely difficult.
You raised Jimmy Bartel, and this is what reminded me. Is he safe?
I think he is. I think they'd play him. But it's a great question. If they thought that... Maybe he's not in their best 22.
Oh, geez, it'd
be a big call.
Wrench. Would that be a wrench?
Josh Cowan, whether he is in their best 22 or not.
He was all right, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah, he's been fine. But they definitely want Cockatoo back.
And am I missing someone there? That's Cockatoo, Menzel. Is there another one?
Bartel rested on the weekend, so it's 3 effectively to come back in.
Mm. No, it's a good problem to have.
It's a problem, though.
We won't be saying it's a good problem to have. We'll be writing about someone getting stiffed.
Depth is what wins your flags.
Yeah, when the player is as decorated as that.
Nah, there's no room for sentiment in football, Sam. No.
Just ask Maxie Hutchton.
Okay, well, what about the... how's it look now? The top 4, the top 8, just get your final thoughts on what's going to happen in the final round. And
we're obviously finally set. We did the permutations in today's Herald Sun Monday. If you want to know the best and worst case scenario of each club, pick it up, have a read. It can still change massively, as you would suspect, with 4 teams on 64 and 3 on 60 points. There is, of course, a distinct possibility, and I know I get rattled for this all the time, that we are a nationwide podcast, but we've obviously got after the last round, there's no footy. There is a chance that if the Dogs lose this weekend and all the other favourites win, there'll be no final in Melbourne week 1.
Mm.
So that's a fortnight without footy. That's almost Armageddon for a Victorian footy fan.
Put them in order then.
Sydney will win the flag.
Sydney for you?
Yep.
Sydney, Geelong and Hawthorn are my 3.
I really like the Crows.
Actually, Adelaide I'd like to
get. I really like the Crows, yeah. I think
Right off GWS.
Ando's been banging on about for a while. And maybe just one midfielder short, maybe.
Who?
Yeah.
Adelaide.
Oh, I thought you were saying Sydney.
Bloody good outfit. I love the way they play. They play the right way. They're exciting to watch.
If they had a home final against Geelong, would that be that's a worry for them, given the Cats have stitched them up twice? Yep.
The Cats have figured them out, I reckon.
But then maybe a bit like happened in the basketball, you know, if you lose a couple of times, then you can work, out the other way.
Yeah,
what they're going to do to you. It's hard. It's exciting from the finals point of view, isn't it? That's why you hope North Melbourne can actually get it together and the Dogs can maybe get a few players back and make that first. Because often you get a couple of dud games in the finals. And the Tigers, can we get the Tigers into September? Because that'll be disappointing.
Just for some romance.
They've been there the last 3 years. We thought we'd share it around. My BCon rewind is Linda Dessau, the Victorian governor.
Where's this come from?
For spending $1,000 of taxpayer money at a London restaurant. She's paid it back, but I didn't like that.
Oh, the train has just veered left at 90 degrees here.
What's your beacon rewind?
No, I've forgotten what my beacon rewind was.
You've just come out.
I did want to ask.
I had it here on the run there.
I did want to ask about the Michael Hurley deal. Is there any, well, there is a risk. Is there severe risk or in a 6-year deal for a key position player that's 27?
Well, the Bulldogs were only prepared to offer 4. Because they saw that risk that you allude to, and Essendon...
Because they don't offer long-term contracts to Bulldogs.
Well, that he was 19. Yeah, but I take your point. Okay, you've got me.
No,
but I mean, they figured they didn't want to offer what Essendon had, which was 5,
it's a bit amusing, 6. It was all about teammates and mates and loyalty.
It's all about the cash.
But he's held out for a 6-year deal.
Geez, he played it well, Paul Connors.
Yeah, you've got to be prepared to leave to do that, and clearly he was. So, and he agonised about it right until the last couple of days, from what I'm told.
Yeah, right. No, a good result for the Bombers. I mean, they needed it. It was dangling dangerously. Good result for them. I think, you know, yes, they might have paid slightly overs, but they keep him. It's fantastic PR. As I say, they only lose one player. Platform there.
Can they win a flag in 3 years, the Bombers?
Jeez, you are some curly.
And would you trade? Would you consider splitting pick one, given where they are at in the window, or not?
For 5.
Oh, split it for picks 6 and 8.
No, keep pick one. Oh, well, yeah, okay, you could get the split. And a lot of people say that it's quite an even draft. So maybe there's some merit in that. 3 years, that's not long, is it?
No, but I think they could play finals next year. Danaher is going to take some big grabs over the next. He's just fine.
Oh, yeah.
His kicking's not great.
No, what about how he was kicking yesterday?
Snapping.
Do you reckon that's a cop-out, or do you reckon he's just...
They've got to get Lloydie back down there.
It's interesting. It reminded me of a story of Wilt Chamberlain, who, famous basketball, not that story.
Right, sorry.
He was a terrible...
Oh, wow, we have taken the train on a degrees right now.
He was a terrible free throw shooter. Shocking. But in one season, he shot underarm, and his percentages, including that game where he shot the most ever 100 and whatever points it was, he did underarm free throws in that game, and his percentage went way up.
Yeah.
And after that season, he decided not to do it ever again and didn't shoot underarm anymore because he was too embarrassed, and his shooting percentage came right back down again.
Is that right? You're telling me never a guy knew that. Yeah. Shot underarm in the NBA. Sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to Google Wilt.
Don't worry about it. We'll get it for next
Move
one,
on. Right. What we haven't heard yet, though, Hutto, is Job still. Now, we think he'd play on, but we still haven't heard officially on Job Watson.
What's the coffee like that he...
We've tried.
Who was that who offered him a job? It was... Hugh Jackman.
Did he?
Yeah, he owns a coffee shop in New York, and he said you're welcome to work there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think he does a good long Mac, but I think he'd be pretty keen to come back.
I reckon he's back.
Given he's socialising with his teammates.
Right, that's it. We're done. Thank you, everyone. Superfooty podcast every Monday. Superfoot. Are we working during the bye, or do we get a week off?
That's a good question. What are we going to talk about?
There'll be stuff.
Oh, trades.
Is Robbo back yet, by the way?
No, he's still working on that massive story, which will break any day now at heraldsun.com.au.
Mm. Looking forward to reading Mick's story on who will coach the Brisbane Lions.
Superfooty, your website, iTunes, SoundCloud, for all your other news. Don't forget to follow Superfooty on Twitter. Use the hashtag SuperfootyPod to get involved. Comments, questions. We'll see you next week. Bye.